Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Last week, we talked about parts that hinder your ability to access your self-energy. And boy, did y'all reach out and let me know what types of parts were getting in your way. I was hearing sirens all week because most of you let me know your firefighters were running wild in your system. If you want to learn more about the qualities of self-energy so that you can unlock your true self, stay tuned. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Before we get into what is deemed the 8 C's of self-leadership and internal family systems, or IFS, we need to give a brief overview to expand your understanding of the self. Whenever I do this type of work, most of my patients come in doubting they even have self-energy. They have been blended with their parts for so long that they don't know what it feels like to be self-led. Self-energy exists in everyone. It's present at birth. While life may have burdened us in various ways and caused our parts to act out in extreme ways, they are actually meant to be a resource for the self. Once we unburden our exiles and our parts no longer feel the need to act in extreme ways, they can settle down. Again, remember that all parts are welcome, and this isn't about any part of us being bad or wrong. We aren't removing any parts of ourselves. It's like the saying, wherever you go, there you are. You carry yourself and your parts everywhere you go. If there is a young part of you that carries the burden of shame you felt from your parents growing up, she's not bad. She's actually trying to help you, and at her core, she has self-energy too. Perhaps she also carries much of your curiosity as well, which is a quality of the self we'll get to in a minute. This is not about the rejection of our internal world. It's about embracing it. As you're trying to learn how the self feels for you, it's important to note that many people experience a sense of calm, of feeling centered, of connection to who they really are underneath it all when they tap into the self. One way to notice this is that parts are usually tied to an agenda in the way the self isn't. For example, say you've been dating this guy for a few months, and he decides that he's no longer interested. You may have parts focused on getting him back. You're on TikTok trying to manifest him, you're stalking his Instagram to see if he's dating anyone else, and you're low-key friends with his cousin on Facebook trying to catch any scraps of his comings and goings. That's your parts at play. Their agenda is to get him back, regardless of if it's actually beneficial to you or not. The self is able to see the whole picture in a way that parts cannot. Now let's get into the qualities of self-leadership. I want to be clear that there could be other ways to describe the self, but this will at least get you started. Note that any one quality of self-leadership can lead to the others. They don't exist in a vacuum. The first we will discuss is curiosity. Remember that agenda I mentioned earlier? When you're truly curious, you have an absence of an agenda to change another person's behavior. Instead, you genuinely want to understand it. You have an openness to the world, and you're curious about other people and why they do what they do instead of being upset with them. For example, there are politicians that I don't agree with. And this is not to say I'm never upset, because I have parts like everyone else. But mostly I'm curious. I think about what makes them who they are. The time period and location of their formative years, their race, gender, socioeconomic status, religion, all these elements that have defined their experiences on the planet. And in that way, everything they do starts to make sense to me. I would never look at a snake and expect it to be anything other than what it is. Why would I ever look at a human any differently? The next quality we will discuss is compassion. Compassion requires us to look beyond the reactive, angry parts of one another and to recognize what's underneath. In many cases, those reactive parts are responding to a genuine pain or fear for that person. Compassion is also exhibiting care for the suffering of others and having a genuine desire to help. The third C is confidence. This involves relating to parts and people in ways that are effective and healing. It's also trusting that despite making mistakes, you're inherently worthy and good. Inside your system, the self trusts in its own capabilities and competence, even when other parts may have their doubts. I experienced this for myself recently. I was a guest speaker at an event with several amazing musicians and hosted by a well-known drag queen. There were so many parts of me that were nervous, especially my introverted parts. My job was to answer questions about mental health from the audience, and that kicked up some of my imposter syndrome parts as well. Then I did a mindfulness exercise and allowed myself to feel myself energy, and I simply knew it was all going to be okay. I went on stage and I was myself, and that was more than enough. I answered every question and I made everyone laugh several times. I even made a joke about my parts. I said, "I'm an introvert and I hate people, but I'll teach you how to love yourself."
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This leads us to calmness. I tell people all the time that there is nothing better than peace. When you experience peace inside, it's like laying in fresh sheets from the dryer, the perfect bite of a waffle cone, or the sound of the trees when you're in the middle of a forest. When you're locked into this sea, you can feel a sense of internal peace. Secondarily, calmness is about being grounded and centered in the face of stressful parts or situations. Using my previous example, after a few seconds on stage, I thought, "I'm here now," and I felt myself settle into my calm. My anxious parts thought 12 minutes on stage was so long, but when I embodied my self energy, it might as well have been 12 seconds because it flew by. Part of what I realized when I allowed myself to emerge was that I'm naturally funny, charismatic, and I can think on my feet. This led me to the next C, which is creativity. I had to encourage my protective parts to chill and let go of these burdens about unworthiness or fears that I would be found out or not good enough. This allowed me to be free to realize my full creative potential and embrace the novelty of the situation. I was able to banter with the host and provide mental health information to the crowd. As you're listening to this, you may be thinking, Dr. J, you give information to us every week, and you're at least entertaining some of the time. That's the problem with parts. In their haste, they sometimes rush past the objective truth to an imaginary hellscape of our own making. This is why you need courage, which is the next C. When you embrace this quality of self-leadership, you're approaching scary situations or parts that hold on to fear, and you're responding to them more intentionally. You also have the ability to hold a balance when addressing them and the world. You can apologize for any negative impact of your parts while also standing up for any injustice that they may have faced. For instance, if someone makes a comment that hurts my feelings and I yell at them, I can apologize for yelling while also maintaining that their comment was hurtful. Clarity is the next quality. We want to maintain an unobstructive view, a clear view of parts and situations. In doing so, we aren't projecting any of our fears or baggage onto this reality. We are seeing everything as it truly is. Last but not least is connectedness. This is about recognizing that we are all connected and that separateness is an illusion. In embracing connectedness, we connect to all parts and to other people. We also have a desire to reconnect in healthy ways if disconnection has occurred. I enjoy connecting with y'all every week. Which of the 8 C's do you want to work on? Let me know on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin, and our intern is Cameron Lacey. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.